When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Authentic influencers, here we are again on episode 79, and this is probably one of my favorite topics. I mean, I probably have said that on other episodes, but for reals, like, this is one that if I could choose one thing that has made the biggest difference in my business, it's been knowing how to take control of your day and doing that through a miracle morning, or as I call it, a magic morning. If you have listened to me for any amount of time, I'm sure you know I have a deep, deep love for Disneyland. And if you know anything about Disneyland, you can go early into the park and have a magic morning where you have like the park to yourself for an hour. I mean, there's other people there too, but not as much. So having this magic morning is something that is really amazing and just helps you so much in your day. And this is one of the things that our clients that go through our programs, we teach them how to create their own magic mornings. And I've had so many clients tell me that this is the thing that has changed the most in their lives. And it's just really being able to set your intentions, know what you need to do in your business, know what you need to do in your life, to be able to visualize what's going to happen, and just set yourself up to thinking positively and knowing what it is that you need to do for the day. So I am so excited to bring on Pat Petrini. He is the author of The Miracle Morning for Network Marketers, and I'm so excited to have him on this podcast today. Before we dive into the interview with Pat, I do want to do a shout out to one of our listeners. This is to SR Hyder, and she says, "I can't say enough about how much I love this podcast. I love how real you are and for the examples that you give. You've helped me so much to see how I can change my business. And I am so glad that we were able here to help you. And I just I'm so grateful that you are still a continued listener of the podcast and that we're able to give you some real tangible things that you can do to help your business move forward. Because really, it's not one big thing. Sometimes, you know, we're looking for what's that one big thing that we can do in our business that's going to like change everything for us. It really is a bunch of little things. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's all about let's find the little things that you can do that will just slowly start creating the habits and changing maybe a way that you look at your business to set you up for success, not just in your network marketing business, but also in your life, to help you be a better wife, a better husband, a better mom, a better dad, like just better all around in your whole life. Because that's really, when we think about it, that's really what it's all about. It's really all about our families. It's all about showing up and for us to become the best version of ourselves. I have a friend who he always says that the thing that he's most scared about is that when he dies and he goes to the other side and he just imagines himself meeting like the best version of himself after he's gone and looking at the person that he could have become and not being able to become that person. Like that was his biggest fear. And that's something that stuck with me for a long time. And that's why like doing a magic morning has really helped me, because every single day I visualize the person that I want to become. And, you know, when I started doing this 4-5 years ago, that person has changed because I've changed and I've evolved and I've become a definitely better version of myself than I was 5 years ago. But that person that I think I can become is always changing too. And because I'm always striving to be better and better and better. And so that's why doing this every single day and being consistent is so important. So I'm so excited and honored to have Pat on the podcast. So I've talked enough. Let's dive into the interview so you can hear all about how you can create your own miracle morning or if you want to be like an authentic influencer, a magic morning. Hey, authentic influencers, I am so excited to be here with Pat Petrini. When it comes to knowing what to do in the mornings to really set your day up for success, like Pat is your man. He knows everything there is to know about setting up your business for success. So I'm so excited that you agreed to be on the podcast today.
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on here. This is going to be fun.
Well, Pat, I would love for you to just let our listeners know what your story is. How did you get started in this? And how did you figure out like the morning's like the best time to like get ready for success?
Yeah, totally. So quick background. I grew up in Reno, Nevada is kind of my hometown. And right out of high school or towards the tail end of high school, I was introduced to a direct sales company. I was recruited into a direct sales company called Cutco Cutlery, which is not really network marketing. You're not really building a team there. You're really just selling you know, high-end kitchen products. And had a great experience there, got some great training. I was with that company for about 4 years. And I met another top sales rep there named Hal Elrod. And then we both went our different ways. So out of Cutco, one of my customers introduced me to network marketing. With Cutco Cutlery, you kind of sell the knives once, they last forever. That's like the selling point. So there's no residual income there, generally speaking. And I got introduced to network marketing and learned the concepts of, you know, leverage and building a team and residual income and all that kind of stuff. And so I dove into the network marketing world and have been really in the network marketing world ever since. And then built a business with a company there. I was with a company for about 10 years before we had sold our position. And then in the middle, or actually kind of right towards the end of my time with that company, Hal had the guy who I'd met in Cutco. Hal had reached out to me because a few years prior, he had launched his book, The Miracle Morning. And Hal's really the creator of the Miracle Morning concept. And it launched as, it was a book that had a kind of a humble launch, and it just grew this organic following. People started posting their videos online of their testimonials about how they read this book, and it totally changed their lives implementing the Miracle Morning concept. And then it just started snowballing, and then the book has been translated into I don't know how many languages and how many, you know, hundreds of thousands of copies have been sold, et cetera. And so Hal decided to turn the book into a book series. So there's the Miracle Morning for teachers and Miracle Morning for families and Miracle Morning. And he wanted to do the Miracle Morning for network marketers. So he had reached out to me, and I was to write that book with him, and which I was totally honored to do so and excited to do so. So dove into, so that's how I ended up writing the book and diving into the Miracle Morning world. I've always been a big fan of morning routines, but really Hal's concept of the Miracle Morning really gave me a structure that you know to follow. And really what, so for anybody who's not, just to give people like the quick synopsis of what the Miracle Morning is, it's really the concept that, so in Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, when in one of the sections, I think it's on the time management, he talks about differentiating activities between urgent and important. Some activities are urgent, some activities are important, some are both, but urgent activities are things that have like an inherent deadline to them. So paying a bill has a deadline. There's us doing this podcast, we were scheduled for this day, right? There's a deadline on it. It's an urgent activity. But then there's important activities are the things that are actually going to move you towards your long-term goals. Important activities might be things like going to the gym, you know, exercising, reading, journaling, making calls for your business, prospecting calls, or you know, inviting people to a webinar or a meeting or whatever you might do in your particular business. Those are things that they don't have to happen today. They could happen tomorrow also. They could happen the next day. But those are the things that are really going to move the ball forward towards getting you towards your long-term goals. So the idea of the Miracle Morning is to get those important things done first. The things that are going to make a difference first, because what happens is we tend to be really good at the urgent things. We get all the urgent things done, and for for a lot of people, that's really what their day looks like. It's going from one urgent thing to another urgent thing to another urgent thing to another urgent thing. And you're just kind of putting out fires. And instead of intentionally creating a day that is going to move you towards your goals. And typically we're not very good unless we take very proactive action. We're often not very good at getting the important things done, going to the gym, reading a book, because again, it can be easily put off till tomorrow while we take care of the urgent thing that came up today. So the concept of the miracle morning is to get those important things done first. You know, the second that you get out of bed, before you check your phone, and we can dive into the importance of that, but to get those things done first. And basically what it does is, part of the reason why people have, there's numerous reasons why people have, just so many thousands of people have reported just life-changing results from implementing this. One of them is obviously you're doing the important stuff, right? You get the important stuff done, and that is going to make the biggest difference between where you are today and where you are a year from now, 5 years from now. It's going to be the books you read, the relationships you develop, you know, the habits that you implement. We are not what we think, we are what we do. And so the miracle morning is a way of ensuring that. The other side of it is that you literally are manufacturing happy chemicals when you do this. You know, you literally, like, you wake up, you do all these things, and whether your miracle morning is 10 minutes or 3 hours or anything in between, you get it done, and you've just knocked out a handful of very important things, and you're starting the day already feeling accomplished, already feeling confident, already feeling positive, depending on what you do in your morning, you maybe have already prepped your mindset, you maybe have already done some affirmations, you've maybe done some exercising, you got some blood flowing. You are now starting your day in an infinitely different place than the normal roll out of bed, look at my phone, oh crap, there's all these emergencies already waiting for me, this day is going to suck, right? And that's how, like, a lot of people are starting their day. And that's just, there's a better way to do it. So that's really the concept of the miracle morning. And we can dive into, you know, how it specifically relates to network marketers and things like that. But that's the basics.
Love it. And this is something I've been doing for a long time. And I truly can attest to, like, days that I don't do it and I'm like, oh, I'm running late, or sometimes you just don't feel like doing it, you know?
Yep,
and
totally.
The days that you don't, like, it just doesn't go as well. So I am a huge believer of setting your intentions for the day and what it's going to look like. So what are some things that are, like, specific to network marketers that you have found that really helps them to be able to move that needle?
Yeah, totally. So we'll go through some of that, like, it, that what Hal Elrod put together is an acronym called the SAVERS. And it's, you know, your miracle morning is your miracle morning. Do whatever you want to do. But the SAVERS is a recommendation of six of the habits that, like, throughout human history have been most reported, where, like, not every successful person does all of these habits, but most successful people do some of these habits every day, you know? And so SAVERS, just to go through those really quickly, the first S is silence. So that could be, it could be literally silence. It could be prayer. It could be meditation. It could be whatever, you know, whatever works for you in that space. A is affirmations. V is visualizations. I always get tripped on that word. E is exercise. R is reading. And then the final S is scribing or journaling. So again, that's, like, kind of a recommended starting point if somebody's not sure what they want to do. But you could pick and choose from those, or add anything you want to. So, you know, sometimes when I was living at our previous house, I had my drum set up. So that was sometimes part of my miracle morning, is to hop on the drum set for 10 minutes, you know, whatever are those things that are important to you. So as far as it applies to network marketing, we'll go through a couple of them. So silence, that again is kind of, you know, kind of personal to whatever that might be for you. I typically do a meditation, and I'm usually kind of hopping between different meditation apps and trying out different methodologies there. But as far as affirmations, so there's different ideas out there on affirmations. But the way that I look at affirmations is, it's kind of you know, when you go to, a conference and you listen to a great speaker, and there might be some like one liner or some quote or something like that, that really pops out at you. And you're like that, I want to remember that. I want to like be that, you know? And so I have a little place where I keep those, and I'm always kind of shuffling in and out what my affirmations are. But as part of my morning routine, you grab those things, and it might be some quote about, you know, remembering to relax or remembering to take a breath or something like that, or some quote about the type of person that you want to be on a day-to-day basis. So, and again, this could apply to your business of who do you want to be as a leader in your organization? Who do you want to be as the person that's up in front of the room giving the presentation this evening? And so that affirmations can be it's just a reminder, a daily reminder where you read through it and it's like, oh yeah, these are the things that I want to focus on being today. This is how I want to act to my team. This is how I want to show up to my family. With the visualizations, the V part of it. So visualizations it's a practice session. So we have these neurons in our brain called mirroring neurons, and they're what give us the ability to see something, and actually we simulate the thing that we're seeing. We simulate it in our minds, and our body responds as if we're actually doing it. And so so there's some really interesting things with like athletes that like bodybuilders can literally just, they've done studies where you have groups of bodybuilders, and some of them are lifting weights, some of them are not lifting weights, and they're just visualizing lifting weights, and then some of them are just not doing anything. And the people over the course of a couple weeks, the bodybuilders that are not doing anything don't get any results, but the bodybuilders that are visualizing the activity of weightlifting will get something like 70 to 80% of the muscle growth that the bodybuilders that are actually doing the weightlifting. And so part of it, of doing a visualization, is the more vividly that you can visualize the activity. So that's why probably if you're not a bodybuilder and have no experience lifting weights, then you won't have the experience necessary to visualize it as vividly. But if you have some experience there, and you can sit there and visualize it and really feel, you know, the different feelings, feel your imagine your different muscles tightening and the different movements that you're going through, your body like hardly knows the difference between the visualization and the actually doing it. So it's a very literal practice session of whatever it is you're visualizing. So how that applies to your business is, what do you want to practice? What do you want to get better at in your business? So this could be from the standpoint of giving a presentation. If you're going to be doing a webinar tonight, or you're going to be, you know, jumping on a 3A phone call, or you're going to be recording a video that you're throwing up on social media, or whatever it is that you might be doing, literally just taking a few minutes and visualizing yourself going through that. And again, as vividly as you can, and visualizing you being the way you want to be. Visualizing yourself confidently delivering this presentation, visualizing yourself sitting down with this you know, potential customer or potential prospect, and really being there with them, being a great listener, hearing where they're coming from, handling their objections confidently. However it is that you want to show up, you can literally practice that in your mind, and you will get better. In the same way that you will get better, of course, practicing it in life is good too, but the visualization can be a very real practice session for your brain of anything that you want to get better at. So exercise, of course, reading, obviously reading books that are going to, you know, sharpen the saw, give you new insights and tools around your business, and then scribing or journaling. And there's of course a lot of approaches to that as well. But as far as how, you know, a network marketer might utilize that in their business, is you could start your day, you know, journaling about just how you're feeling and how you want this day to go, or how yesterday went. Well, I usually do my journaling in the evening. I do more of like a miracle evening routine as well. And so what I like to do is just journal in the evening of like what worked and what didn't work about the day. You know, what went great, what didn't go so great. How was I feeling about things today? What's kind of going on in the world? And it's just a way to kind of like empty out, you know, my brain before going to bed. So there's lots of different ideas around there and different journals that are, there's a 5-minute journal, which is a good starting point if you haven't journaled before, because it gives you a little structure, asks you some questions, you know, things like that, that you can, so in 5 minutes, you can do a little journal entry. But those are some of the basics of how I generally recommend that network marketers can dive in and apply it specifically to their business. But honestly, if you start, you're just gonna keep finding new ways to apply it in different ways that that it can enhance your business. But the biggest thing, which is not specific to being a network marketer, it's just anybody. The biggest thing is just that you do this every day. One, just developing the discipline, that muscle of doing it every single day, is going to show up everywhere else in your life, you know. But as we already discussed, starting your day with a better neurochemistry, starting your day with more serotonin and dopamine and all the fun chemicals going through your brain instead of a more stressed state, which is how most people start, will dramatically alter your day. And you connect a lot of those days together and you dramatically alter your life.
Absolutely. Well, I've noticed with myself, because it's so hard when you first wake up, especially if your alarm is on your phone, yeah, to grab it and then be like, oh, I have 50 emails or whatever, yeah, you know, to just mm-hmm. not do that. So part of the things I've had to like really train myself to do is when I get those, like I just get rid of those notifications, because a lot of mm-hmm. the notifications that I have on there for me is like, one of them is a link to meditations, because that reminds me that I need to do the meditation, you know. And the more the reminders that I have in my phone, the more I stay on top of it and I'm consistent in doing what I'm doing. But I've had to really be conscious about like, all right, anything that would be a distraction, I need to get rid of it. I know I can always come back to it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But having that self-discipline to just not go and check Facebook and all those things.
Totally, totally. It's hard. As everybody knows or is learning, like these things are addicting little devices, and that's very intentional, these little slot machines that we're carrying around in our pockets. And so what I also often recommend to people is, so here's, if you find it hard, it's always good to take discipline out of the equation, like, because discipline is great and we need it in certain circumstances, but if you could just remove the choice, then you don't have to be disciplined. You don't have to make the choice. So if somebody's struggling with that in the morning where, you know, most people have their alarm on their clock or their alarm on their phone. One, you could, they still do sell regular alarm clocks. And so, right, you can still order one of those on Amazon and get like a regular alarm clock, or get one of those. I haven't gotten one of these yet, but one of those sunrise lights, you know, that kind of like brightens as that. I've always thought that'd be fun to play with. And I have some friends that really love those. You can certainly get an alarm that isn't on your phone if somebody is struggling with that. Whatever you got to do. The other tip that we tell people is like, wake up, chug a glass of water and brush your teeth, because that also will like get your brain going. But yeah, because we wake up and like, for me, like I just have to not trust anything my brain says for like the first hour that I wake up. I just don't trust anything that goes through my head, because it's usually just like, it's like tired, negative, lazy, not, you know, it's just like, I don't know. My wife wakes up and she's just like one of those people that just like wakes up. She's like, good morning. Hello, everybody's, you know, and I like need an hour to boot up, you know, and that's what kind of my morning routine helps me with. So drink a glass of water, brush your teeth. That kind of helps get things going. But yeah, if you avoid the phone at all costs, especially if somebody that's listening, if it's causing you problems, get a regular alarm, or put your phone just on the other side of the room, you know, put it out in another room. And so you have to wake up, you have to walk across, and then just hit the off button on your alarm, and then get straight to your routine, and don't look at your phone beyond that. Cause it's such a trap, you know. It's so easy to just look at that, and then instantly you're like, oh, I got that email and I got this and I got that, and Sally needs me to do this thing. You know what? I probably ought to just do that now. And it literally hijacks your brain. And now that's what you're thinking about. Even if you're trying to sit down and meditate, but all you can think about is that thing that Sally needs from you, because you just got hijacked by looking at your phone. So for most people, they'll set themselves up for success if they don't, if they can stay off their phone for the first, you know, till your morning miracle morning is over.
Right. Yeah. I had to turn off notifications of Facebook.
Definitely. All on my phone,
And for a while, I just deleted Facebook altogether, you know, and Instagram. Like, I went through and you can say, these are the apps that I want notifications from.
Yes.
It's really, it's better. Like, you know, you're going to check your email.
Right.
So it doesn't really need to be a notification on your phone. Like, you can.
Very
really
true. Yep.
So if you just go and, like you said, set yourself up for success, because there are those days that like groggy, lazy person just wants to take over.
Totally. Yeah. Those days for me, that's every day. Every day that I wake up, that groggy, lazy person is right there talking to me, and just, you know, just got to ignore that person. Just do what you're committed to doing.
Awesome. Awesome. I love it. Well, in the show notes, we're going to link to the book for sure. So if anyone's listening wants to go and get the book, I highly recommend it. It's been one of the things that has helped me probably the most in my business from everything else that I've done. So, but where else, if they want to connect with you, where else can they get to know more about you?
Yeah. At the moment, best place to connect with me is honestly like Facebook. And then you can go to my website's under construction. So it just forwards to my Facebook page right now, patpetrini.com. But if you want to get two free chapters of the book to get a sense of what it's about, you can go to tmmfornetworkmarketers.com. So TMM, like the miracle morning, for, it could be F-O-R or the number four, either way, for networkmarketers.com. And just pop your email in there. You'll get two free chapters. And then you get access to, we have a bunch of bonus materials back there. As part of doing the book, I went through and it was so grateful to have many of like the top networkers around the world that in various companies that participated in the creation of this book. And so we did a lot of interviews of all these different network marketing leaders, and basically asking all of them, what are their daily routines? So, and you'll find, if you listen to these interviews, you'll find that, you know, nobody's doing the exact same thing. They all have their different things, but they all have their daily routines. Except for one of them. One of them specifically avoids daily routines at all costs. He's like, I don't want any routines. So that's a great one too. He like tries to do different stuff every single day, but, which is still kind of a routine, but, you know, but, right. But it's interesting to get, you can listen to these different interviews and hear all these top leaders in the industry. And they all will point to these different habits that they have, and all very, very, very different, very diverse, habits. So all those interviews are all on YouTube. If any, you can search for Miracle Morning for Network Marketers on YouTube. They're all there. But if you go to that website, you can get access to all those as well.
Awesome. Awesome. We'll make sure we put all of that in the show notes. And it's been so great to talk to you and to hear a little bit more about what you do and how you kind of put this all together, and with Hal's help and everything. It's been really great. So thanks so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It's been really fun. I really appreciate it.
Wasn't that just amazing? I am so glad that Pat agreed to be able to come and be on this podcast and to share his knowledge and to give you two free chapters of his book. So make sure that you go over to the website. The link is in the show notes, so you can go and get your two free chapters. You can get started on this today. I am going to give you an aim for today. Usually when we have interviews with other people, we don't do many aims. The aim is one thing that you can apply that is a way to be an authentic influencer marketer. And this is your aim for today. You ready? Hopefully you have a piece of paper. If you are driving, don't write it down yet. Just remember that this is your aim for today. Your aim is to create what you want to have as your own magic morning. What's it going to look like? And you can use the chapters from Pat's book to be able to help you put this all together, but create something and just stick to it for 30 days and see what it does. And we want to hear what this does for you. So in 30 days, I want tons of people, all of you that are listening right now, I want you to commit. They're going to go into our Facebook group, Authentic Influencer Marketing, and you are going to let us know what having a magic morning has done for you. We want to hear about it in the group. So mark your calendars for 30 days from today, and we want to hear a report back from you. How has implementing a magic morning into your life and your business changed? And it could change your business. It just could change the way that you show up as a business owner, as a mom, as a parent, like how has this changed the way that you are running your life right now? I cannot wait to hear all the changes that have happened in the next 30 days. So commit that you're going to share with us, because I want to hear all about it. And we'll see you guys all in the next episode.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, I want to invite you to check out socialtenacity.com/secret. The Authentic Influencer Secret Society is the fundamental resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and leading a network marketing business. Whether you're still trying to figure out how to get your name out there to get noticed, or you already have a growing business and you're looking for ways to train your team and get more customers, the Authentic Influencer Secret Society can help you get to the next level. With our extensive course library, monthly implementation guides, exclusive member-only discounts and perks, and a supportive community to help you get all the feedback and encouragement that you need, the Authentic Influencer Secret Society is a perfect place for anyone that is looking to grow a successful network marketing business. So check out socialtenacity.com/secret.
This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.